Greetings, greetings, Love greetings. Talk Radio. In the name of Olodumare, we give thanks. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Good evening, and thank you for calling, and thank you for joining us on this episode of True Talks with Ofefe. And this evening, I'd like to say, wow, I've been excited the whole week just waiting for this episode to air and to happen, and we have so many wonderful things to talk about. Some of these things are a little heated, and but I beg of everyone, you know, that is listening, and I know it's going to have a lot of people calling in. The lines are already lit up. A lot of people are going to call in to have their say. I just would like you to have patience, and we try to get to everybody as we go along with the show. This promises to be a very exciting and informative show. It would last about 2 hours. So tonight we have our special guest, Iya Fayomi, on the line, and we also have Iya Ayaba on the line already. So, without further ado, first I'd like to say, you know, we give thanks and praises to Olodumare, all our ancestors, and Bogwa Orisha, the Iromole, for helping us through and to see things better. This is what we're here for. Okay? I'm going to just go right into it and allow my guests to come on and speak. Iya Ayaba, are you hearing me? Are you on the line?
Aburobie Shishe, you hear me?
Shishe, yes. And Iya Fayomi, are you on the line as well?
Aburobie Shishe, yes, I am.
Ashe Obwato, Ashore, you are your phone. Well, first of all, I have some very important questions to ask. The Ifar Council, or the representative of the Ifar Council, and I also have some very important questions to ask our Rabba.
No.
Your Rabba. well, let's keep it civil, because so far I know that a lot of people don't know that the Araba, that we have been appointed an Araba here in North America. A lot of people don't know that. So we're going to give the Araba the benefit of the doubt, and I believe he's online now too. So that would be good. So I'd like to bring the Araba online, open his line as well.
Yeah, could I also advise that we might also have prayer for coolness?
Ashe. Ashe, so I wouldn't mind if you. Abudu Aboye.
Awuwagbo, Awuwato.
Ashe. We'd like to open with prayers. And Iya Fayomi, can you do the honors?
Ela Rawa, Ela Rawa, Ela Rawa, Rumila Rawa. Arumila Rawa, Arumila Rawa. If I be a Baroko Kode, if I be a Baroko Kode, if I be a Baroko Kode. Arumila be a Baroko Kobo, Arumila be a Baroko Kobo, Arumila be a Baroko Kobo. A regade ne te kui gede, a regade ne te kui gede, a regade ne te kui gede, a be a moki bekamomo corridoro, a be a moki bekamomo corridoro. Abiamoki, Bekamomo Corridoro.
Ifalolo
Nafalolo, two and Pelway. A Romeo Lonijo, Marian Osadaye. Ishore Rami only Monto, only Tia Risha Yafu me Monto. Mojuba Sajuna Toriana, La Tiberi, Falolo Nino Tor, Nakiki, Kifosheo Tito Funakio Kiwashe. Bobo and Wancho Jokoti, Faroni Tia La. Divine Spirit of Romula, we ask of you to come and allow us to speak in coolness, to speak in absolute truth and in respect and in love. We ask of you to cover us and to help us in all that we do today, tomorrow, and yesterday, and to continue with the promises of worshiping you in each and every way that possible that we can. This I pray in the name of Ifa. Ashe, 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 Sheo.
Ashe,
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 Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
Wow.
Ashe.
So first, I would like to let my special guest speak first to introduce himself, my surprise guest. So, Araba, can you please introduce yourself to the public? And let us know who you are.
First, my name is Adedayo Ologundudu.
Ashe.
I was born in Ile-Ife and born into the family of Ogun worshipper and Ifa worshipper.
Mm-hmm.
And in my youth days, I was around the culture, and I fell in love with it, drew me, and I was taken to places, different places, like to follow them everywhere he goes. So, you know, that's how I grew up. I went to school, studied. I got bounced around here and there from different schools. I finally finished through and came to the United States in 1979. But prior to coming, I taught in elementary school when I finished my secondary school back home. And also founded a couple of, through inspiration from being a teacher and all, I founded a cultural center that was called the Ombatala Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
Before the first time, right before 1977, in 76 area. So my inspiration, I keep it short, come from being born in that environment, growing up there and witnessing a lot of, you know, rituals and ceremonies, including the ones in my compound, and also witnessing foreign Europeans coming to Ife on research pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
Almost on the, we see foreign, philosophers, they like probably doing their research work for their PhD, like Professor Pemberton, like Peggy Wapa, Susanna Wenja, including. So this awareness kind of drew my attention to the curiosity, of the importance of that ground, the importance of that culture, the importance of those people, when I grew up a little more and traveled and started studying that I actually realized it. But the excitement when I was young was just to go around strangers. You know what I mean? Like when you see something new, somebody new, especially when you see an albino or you see a different complexion of different look. So that curiosity led me to inquiring more and more and more.
Oh, sure.
It got me studying, and eventually the Ori took me to different places where I was told in the early 80s that no matter what I do, yes, I'm in the United States, I came from France, I spent 2 years in Paris before I came to New York in 1979. So I left back in 77 to Paris. But all of this is in search of education, exposure.
Baba, if you don't mind, I would like to interject and ask you a question.
Please do so.
How did you expand your relationship in America with, you know, that led up to you achieving the title of a rabbi of North America?
Yes. Before I even become the rabbi, I had already been doing a lot of groundwork to bring unity and harmony into our practices and into our people. The reason being that I noticed from a long while that we are so scattered, and that makes us so pieces, and it makes us so weak, and don't even compare to any religion or congregation like Christianity, not to talk of Buddhism, you know, not to talk of the, we don't have that many Hindus. Hinduism in the United States, as we have the Buddhism, you know, as we have Buddhism and Christianity, and then the little of Islam. And I'm an author. I've written few books. In one of my production, I think it was the volume one of the original major book, I have a data collected back when I did the book about 40 years ago. Actually, it was not 8 years ago. 8 years ago, 2008, I have a data of the millions of people, the numbers of people worldwide that are denominations of these specific, you know, religions and faiths. And I noticed that, yes, with so many of us, but we're so broken up, we're so much spread apart that it makes us weak and it makes us unnoticed and ineffective. So, Baba,
I beg your pardon again. So, because of this need to, you know, that you saw where the people are broken up and spread out and they make it makes us weak, this is what kind of led up to all of this that is happening now with you and us here in North America. When you said spread out, you mean the people in the diaspora, or you're talking about the people in Nigeria?
No, I'm talking about, of course, people in Nigeria. They, you know, I'm talking about people here that we got us in places like, you know, where you are in Miami area, Florida. We got a large group of people in New York, in New Jersey, a large group in Washington.
Yes, all of these things.
We know about each other, but we're not working together towards common goals.
Well, I'm going to allow you to speak to the, you know, ask a question and introduce yourself and everything in a half second. But I noticed that in your duties as stated online, that one of the things that you want to do is to bring people together. But it's not as easy as said as done, you know, to bring people together. The fact that we're spread out, it has to be done, this has to be done in a very systematic way, an effort, not just meeting each other, talking to each other, but, you know, a movement has to be done in order to get people to come together. And this is one of the major things that, or pet peeves that we have in connection to being in connection with Africa and frankly, about your position as a rabbi. How are you going to achieve this? What plans do you have, you know, to achieve this?
That's a good question. It's a good question. But, you know, one of the plans that I have is to seek collaborations, to seek advice, to seek support. But we have strategies that we're working on. You know, I'm working on putting together a team that the team will work on ways that we can reach out to every corner as much as we can to reach out to practitioners, Orisha worshippers, Ifa practitioners, through a medium. And that's why I had a long meeting with Professor Wande Abimbola yesterday, the Awuse Agbaye of our religion. We had about 4 or 5 hours discussion on the strategies to unite us. And he warned me, he advised me, you know, that I should function in my office with no discriminations. Warned me about the diverse, you know, society that we have that are practitioners of Orisha, the practitioners of Ifa, the worshippers of Orisha, we are very diverse, and that one of my big tasks will be how do I bring all of those differences together? How will I be to bring together the Orisha worshippers as a body and the Ifa practitioners as a body that we work together in order to support and help each other's mission. So we thought about that and we said we will use the medium, we will use the technology, and we will use Orimila will guide us. Our ancestors will guide us. And I need the support of the male and the female Onorishas, the support of the Babalawos, the support of the Aborishas. That in the website that we have now is arabaifatemple.org. I used to have leonorimila.org. I still have that. But arabaifatemple.org, we will be producing newsletters, monthly newsletters. Those are the plans, the strategies. We will dialogue, we will work with you, we will work with other organizations that are trying their best to share, to bring awareness, you know, regardless of what's costing them, the time, the money, and all of that. So the strategy is to figure out a way to reach out and then bring us together through forums like lectures, seminars, presentations that we will sort out, you know, our elders and bring them out and give them the respect that they do and let them input. And then we will solicit for the young ones too. We will solicit for volunteers. We will solicit for help. But we're still trying to define what will be our common goals, what will be our mission.
Yes, yes.
So we're strategizing that.
I understand. Thank you very much, Baba. You know, so that, you know, it's all like a step forward. But, you know, right now, as it stands, everything is still up in the air. Meaning, well, that the people in here in the diaspora, first and foremost, need to understand or connect with you and know how if we are, if they're, you need to find out if the people are ready for you. You understand? So with that, I would like to introduce Ayaba, I think you raised your hand to say something.
Oh, my hand is raised, too.
Go ahead, you're older than me, Ia. Go ahead.
Ashe, yeah, Fayomi. Okay, very good.
And she can
This is Aloye Fayomi Faladay, and I appreciate everything that you're saying and would love to be part of a team to help to get people to understand about what the position is. However, we have some caveats here that are critical because, one, you have a cultural divide that even within the different groupings, we have Oyatunji, we have Lukumi, we have other systems, we have numerous houses, and you have a culture that's already been established, which you know about, because you've been here for quite a long time, and you've been instrumental in working in the community. I think that in part of your position, we also need to know who is the we behind you. That's question number one for me. And then have you in that with the team that you already have established, then have you gotten in touch with other diaspora chiefs? You have Baba Fashina in California. You have Baba Yagbe in California. You have all different Ife chiefs, which including myself, Aina Olomo. So you have all these different chiefs that are here already that are more than willing to work with you if we knew about it. And I think that has been the only issue has been we need to know what the plan is and how to implement that plan also, because in any religious organization, the backbone of that religious organization has always been women. So we need to know what role, because there are many women in this country who are running their own temples. And so that's a critical part. So we need to understand it's not that we're giving any kind of disrespect to the office, because I am a chief from Ife. So I'm not going to give disrespect to the office. But I also have a body of people that I'm responsible to who want to know just what's going on and how is that going to impact. Because, see, we're Edie Bamey teaches us this year that we have so many outside forces that are trying to tear Ifa down here. So it is critical for us to understand that we have Christianity that don't like us. There are other institutions that don't like what we represent in the world, even though we are the spiritual guardians of the universe. So it's critical for us to understand what our roles are going to be and how that role is going to assist you in the job you have to do. Because we're not denying that you have the job, but we also... We got a job, too, and our job is to help you do your job. And how are we going to do that? So I gave you a bunch of stuff.
Benny, you gave me so much to digest, you know what I mean? And I have been with the concern of what happened to women in most world religion that I know. In Christianity, I read when the ancient Romans, there were women alive for being part of the position in Christianity. Islam, too, we have women covered up in black. No one can see their face, and they can have four of that of women, wives, in their compound. Yoruba is one of the very few world religions that gave so much recognition to the Yamis.
Okay.
That in order for us to succeed, in order for the Rumale to succeed, they could not leave Oshun out.
Ashe ye ye.
Zelujan.
Oshun.
Ashe.
When the Korean Rumale, when they got together in order to formulate the strategies of the universe, and Oshun was not there, they could not move forward from that point. So the role of women in anything and everything that we do in the Yoruba culture is in the front. You know? So
okay, Baba. Well, so I would like to interject a question here. You know, I'm trying to kind of moderate it. If I interrupt you, excuse me. One of the questions too, because I know that you are highly connected with the IFA Council, which, you know, Professor Wande Abimbola is also there as well, and other, you know, highly respected individuals in the Yoruba pantheon of chiefs and all of this. One of the questions that we have over here and the concerns we have is, why isn't there, with all the things that women do, why isn't there someone, a woman, on the IFA, on the Council of IFA? Among the men.
Okay.
Why is there one woman there?
Okay.
You mean the national?
Sure those, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mean the National Council?
Yes.
The IFA International Council, IFA Religion, ICIR. I think actually to kind of interject before Baba says anything about that, we are also, again, dealing with culture. We have... Mm-hmm. First and foremost, 504 years here. We in the diaspora also have, in terms of development of African Americans and other African diaspora people, we have culturally won more rights than most countries have in a lifetime. For the fact that sometimes we take it for granted, but we have those rights. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they have women who advise the men on the council, and maybe there should be women on the council to bring them up to snuff. But as it is, it's not the same cultural paradigm that we enjoy and have won with blood here, because it's with our blood that's on our freedom here.
Okay, can I inject there on your statement? So this is a Yaba. If that is so, why? My question would be, why would the International IFA Council would want to come to the USA and ask us to follow them when the majority of the people that runs temples in Ile here are women? There's no woman representative.
Right, I understand.
Talk for me.
No, I understand that, yeah.
Can I come in on that discussion?
Go ahead, Baba.
Okay, if I may come in that discussion. It's the same atmosphere in Nigeria, what we have here, that we have women being, you know, the head of the religious house or whole compound. An example of that is Omomeji. That is the she has. Omomeji was a Shango priestess. She came here for some time. You know, she has a big temple in Ibadan. With the issue of having women on the ground table with certain religious or cultural aspect or structures in the Yoruba land is different from here. The reason being that we've only been 400-500 years here in this country. Paul was the cradle of our existence and our evolution. And the people, based on their understanding of nature and creation, they have accepted certain rules of nature that we challenge some of those things here because we're in a new world, a new place with mingle and mixed up with new societies of different backgrounds and different cultures. And we're always in the struggle of trying to find our way, you know, trying to find the fine line, unlike back home. Back home, certain things that is that you still fighting for over here is already it's making over there. We know our mothers at the head. The mothers at the head of the house. But there's certain duties, there's certain physical functions. You know, that is it's not like in this new age that you got blender, you got circular saw, you got you got sharpener.
Baba, with all due respect, you know, we're not talking about the role of the woman inside of the house. We are talking about women having political clout in the sphere of the nation, Baba. This is what we're talking about.
I just use the domestic needs. I just use our domestic needs as an example to you that is our existence. I'm not saying that women are confined to the business. I'm telling you the fundamentals of survival.
We understand, Baba. We understand that women, we know that women have domestic roles. We're not very different over here. We have domestic roles too, despite our progressive roles in the community and in the elites that women have. We have these things. I would like to, Baba, just one moment. There are a host of people online waiting to ask a question. I have a little say into the discussion. I would like to bring them on one by one. Is that okay? Okay. So I'm going to bring on the first caller, which is 770. 770, are you online?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you like to speak? And do you have something to say?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Reiterate and expand on Chief Ayomi's questions before. You say we have put this together and put that together, and here in the diaspora is much, much different than it is in Nigeria, especially for the women, because we as women over here have had to take female and male roles. And my question is, okay, I was at your last IFA birthday, and you mentioned that you were going over to be made a Raba. But I am an Ianifa, okay? That's the first I heard of it. That's the last I heard of it until you came back. And I visit your temple, you know, often, as often as I'm invited or know that you're having things, and I want to be involved, and I try to be involved, but, you know, I think that, first of all, being here in Atlanta, at least, you know, your household needs to know what's going on if nobody else knows. And if your household knows, then we can spread the word and we know what we're talking about. But we're here, ready and willing to work, and, you know, we women don't really have a voice. All of the chiefs all over this diaspora, the most and probably most are from of Ileife, you know. And we were not told of any of this. Now it has happened, and you want us to just jump in and chime in. But I think we need a little bit more. You know, where do we fit in this? What are we going to be doing? How can we help you organize? Because here in America, you're not going to be able to organize anything without a great amount of us at your back, at your front, on both sides, on top and on the bottom.
Ashe.
So, mm-hmm. you know, we need more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, understanding okay. that, you know, this is okay. a very high position. I'm sorry, just one more thing. This is a very high position mm-hmm. that you hold. You know, but in the diaspora, it's a little bit different than it is in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Ia said, the chief said, you know, we've already have things in place here. And if you're mm-hmm. going to ride, we're going to have to be the one to lift you.
Ache.
So what Ache. I'm hearing, is to make it very clear, what I'm hearing is that people are disappointed that they did not know that you were awarded Ache. This title of a rabbi and of a rabbi of North America, and nobody knew. Nobody knew. The ceremony was held over in Nigeria, and nothing happened here that to talk about, because this is a big thing to us. If somebody's going to be a rabbi here, the news should have been in every nick and cranny all over the whole diaspora.
And the chief should have been called in.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Can I also address something else, too? While we're talking about it, I think that just in how chieftaincy titles and everything are chosen, mm-hmm. I think that it's just at this point, it's a done deal, okay? So let's look at it as this is a communication fupa, okay? It's something that happened, okay? So let's go a little. Let's take this on and say, you can't unring a bell, okay? Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do from here on? Because now you got your people here. Your people are hollering, say, we're going to help you. We got your back. We got your front. We got your side up and down. So what you want your army to do? That's what we're talking about now. What you want us to do? And that's my question. What do you want us to do, Baba?
For one thing, I'm very grateful to I shouldn't call it the gesture, because it's a serious thing when someone, you know, presents him or herself like that. Willing to help and support. So I just want to thank you for even the thoughts of it.
Kota Boy.
I apologize for not making enough publicity of the intention and the plan, you know, and I actually back home I refused it. I refused the title, and it was more of like explaining to me and letting me know the need for that position to be functioning, so that it can bring some sort of unity, some sort of focus, some sort of strength. Among our
Baba,
people.
Can I ask you? Was it Iaofe online here? Was it the IFA Council who made this appointment for you?
Yeah, IFA Council is just a segment. The fraction of those that just every part of it. I mean, the president was aware of it prior, and divination was done on it. But if I can say, just because the Orisha Congress, there's Wolofi, there's Waraba. If I can say, is a new establishment of trying to attempt to do the same thing that we're trying to do in terms of unification and awareness and exposure. You know, you have to remember now that up until 1980, when we had the first Orisha Congress, that brings all of us together from everywhere in the world. Brazilians, Cubans, and it was years and years of planning and work to even make us to meet each other, to know about each other. So I understand where we're coming from. I've been here for 35 years worshiping with the practitioners, the Lucha practitioners here in New York and all the other areas, New Jersey, Los Angeles, and all those places. So the beginning of Orisha in my credo, if you read my credo, you see that I was part of the beginning.
I'm
from South Carolina, very close friend of mine, back from the 80s. I don't have to go all on and on that. So I have a resume. You know what I mean?
We understand that. You know, but like here in America, you know, when we're going to do something and put somebody in an important position, we have a freedom to vote. And I am sure living here, you know that. And so we didn't expect, you know, for someone to just get an appointment without us having an input, without anybody having a say other than those higher-ups in Ileife or in Nigeria who are there. You see?
Of course, yes,
the Venetian was done, and Ifa agree. And like you say, you didn't want to accept it, but Ifa say, yes, it has to be so. So now, like Iya Fayomi said, okay, it's a done deal. It's a done deal. So Ayaba, you wanted to interject something?
Yes. See, first of all, the human beings, or people, behavior, mind, quarry, whatever, however you want to look at it. A lot of people, we don't like change, but we're not our participants in change. That's the psychological makeup of people. Then people don't like things being forced onto them just because someone else came up with a decision. I see it, I believe in strategy, you know, and that's my degree is in strategy. And in strategy, you just don't play checkers with 8.2 million practitioners. That's how many that the U.S. Censor has estimated in the United States, 8.2 million. Okay?
So if the
United States Census says that's how many people that they have estimated, because not everybody tells the truth, okay, for one person to come and say, I'm it. People say, what, really? You got done in Africa. This is America. And I say that because I have had a Nigerian, a Yoruba man, says, we can make you priest, but you'll never be Yoruba, which that's not true because it's in our DNA.
But you were, the guy got it wrong. You were Yoruba before you are Yoruba. You see, that's the difference. This is what we're trying to clarify.
But you can't do that. You will not be successful. Y'all will not be successful if you don't embrace, the correct way and the right people by playing chess, not checkers. I mean, the checkers mean you jump, I jump, you jump, I jump. No, you have to sit down and strategize and put the right people in the right places that's going to make it happen, to make it happen. You got people. I don't know who your team is. Wait a minute. I listen to everybody. I don't know who your team is, okay? But you have to be able to let who your team have to let people know, I'm part of this team. I'm doing this part. And then you hope that your team players have a good reputation in the United States among the 8.2 million people.
Okay, can I also
my question, your position is, how is your position going to impact my Ile, who I am in the United States of America, because I am a free Negro, which I have the right to vote, do ballet, or et cetera. So I would like to be a participant. I would like to be a friend, but I also would like to know the nooks and crannies to how things are going to go, because I do have a voice.
Yeah, you want to say something? Yeah, Fayomi, and then you're going to bring on another caller. Okay.
Yeah, I do have. Okay. I have to say this. That's also important for us to remember. Critically important for us to remember. You know me, I'm hollering always about culture. But here's another caveat to the problem. We are also a monarchy. So it wasn't about a choice. It was about what Ifa said. And if Ifa said that, then there's an Odu that supports this. And I think that that's what needs to come out and say.
Okay, what's the Odu?
What is the Odu that came out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives us more information about what our job is going to be as well.
I should.
Because we're all priests. That's first and foremost. We are all first servants to Olodumare and Ifa. And the Orisha and our ancestors. So we're worshiping people, but we're also a monarchy. And in that monarchy, we now have to develop from that Odu what's going to take place in this country, because we don't want the same stuff that we've been handed to make us think that this stuff is spaghetti. Okay.
Thank you.
We want to be able to do something more. And that's what I'm saying. We're worshiping people. And being a worshiping people, we now have to get in and get some instruction. And the only instruction we need to understand right now is what's Ifa saying.
That's my whole thing. What is the Odu and how does this impact, how does this going to impact me? In general, down the road,
okay,
as well as my house.
Ashe, so Baba, can you answer what is the Odu that brought you that title? And if so, and then after that, I'd like to bring on another caller, please.
Well, about Odu, it's not, the issue is not about the Odu. I think it's my Ori. It's Ori that brings me the title. It's Ori that brings me the title. It's not an Odu. That's one thing. But besides that, all the explanations that you've given is well understood, but I reminded you again, it's something that the Yoruba land wants to take place. It's something that Olodumare wants to take place. It's something that Oromila wishes.
Okay, so this is from your personal destiny then? This is what you're saying, Baba? This is from your personal Odu?
Because
this, what we are taught here, let me say this, what we are taught here, and what we have the idea of, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, that when we go to Ifa, we go into Ifa first and foremost to find out what is your destiny. What are you here for? What are you supposed to be doing here? So, you know, if you say your Ori is, and Olodumare sanction it, all of these things that we do here is what we agree to do before we come here. We sit at the feet of Olodumare and we say, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. So I'm asking you, is this your destiny, and what Odu is that? Since no Odu pulled you for to be the Araba, then it has to be the Odu of your destiny. So what Odu is that?
Okay. Obey after.
Ashe.
Obey after.
Ashe.
Ashe.
in the dawn of one's life.
So, yes. So let's before we get into that, let's bring on another caller for Ashe, caller number 352. Caller 352, are you on the line? Okay, maybe caller 352 don't want to speak right now. Let's go to caller 704. Caller 704, are you on the line? Would you like to speak, caller 704? Okay, 704 got a little quiet too. Okay, caller, let's try one more and then we can continue. Caller 919, would you like to speak? Good evening,
no.
Caller 919.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, 919. Let's go to caller 786, and that's in Miami. Caller 786, would you like to interject? Caller 786. Okay, everybody's being quiet. Okay, so let's take a very short.
Can I go back and ask the barber something?
Okay.
The other Ia asked a question, and I haven't heard the answer yet. When she asked you, who are your team players right now? Who are the people that makes up your team right now?
Well, I mean, to tell you the truth, I don't have a team. What I have is the direction of Olodumare and the support of the ancestors. I have the support of the ancestors.
As
they
well as the support of Ife.
One that's going to have a team, but everybody is my team. I want everybody to be in the team because it's not me, it's not mine. This is something that the human they see that we need to do for the sake of our children and the generations to come. But unfortunately, many of us don't like change. Sometimes don't jump to change because we're comfortable as it was.
I disagree. I have to agree to disagree on that. It's not that we don't like change. People will change if you make them part of the process. If you make people part of the process by communicating with certain people, you have different people. You can look on Facebook and see who are the mostly who are the leaders in our diaspora, you know, when it comes down to our way of religion or our cult way of culture. You can see who's out there and who's leadership. But communication is the greatest thing there is in the world because we have the internet and we have cell phones and all type of media. Baba, if you communicate with the right people, okay, you can develop so much more because those people will help make the change, help people become part of the process.
Okay.
It's like baking a cake. You know, when
I'm
you go to bake
raise
a cake,
my
you gotta
hand
have the right
there
ingredients.
Too.
Okay,
yeah.
You gotta have the right ingredients.
I agree with you. I thoroughly agree with you in what you're saying, but I gotta raise my hand too on something as well. Because I think that, again, I'm going back to this whole monarchy thing, that Baba has the support of Aloye. Let's try that. Aloye has the support of the Arbok Baye, okay? And in the sense of what is needed for this country is a sense of unity, and that unity does need to take place with our religion because together we have a better chance of progress than we have separate. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The the point here now is how to do so, okay? And finding a good strategy in order to do so, okay? And in that strategy, we will be able to do a number of things, because this is what my vision of what I would see Ifa in the future. My vision is seeing a unified worship across the country, across the world. I also see us having other parts of our organization, because me, for one, I personally don't like having to be in need of anything, medical, education, or anything like that, and I got to go to somebody else for it. Okay? When I need to go to my EFA school, I need to go to my EFA medical school. I need to go to my EFA system here. That's what we need. So in order for us to get there, and in for us to get there, we have to have a unified front. Okay? And that's not just excluding, but it also is a unified front where the autonomy, okay, Christianity got its front, okay? You know, Christians are Christians, but they are sanctified. They also are Baptists. They're also Episcopalian. So they are Christian, but they got different sections.
They got different
branches. We have Lukumi. We have Oyutunji. We have Condemble. We have Makumba. We have all different systems within a system, and we need to understand that, and that it comes from different cultures, but we need to stop. What we can't get is unity if we don't talk with each other and listen to what we need to do and put our mind, I was getting ready to cuss, get our money where our mouth is.
Yes.
We need to find a way to do that. And I think that this is what Baba, the lawyer, the Araba of the United States is going to bring, but he needs someone, some people, some chiefs to step in and say, okay, we can do this. What can I do? Okay? Because
okay,
I only represent.
First of all,
I preach, okay?
the main issue, Baba, with due respect, the main issue is this, and this you would have to clear up first, is to alert everybody of what is going on. And I'm not just talking, get on the phone or get on the internet and say, oh, yes, I've been appointed a rabbi. I'm talking about full acceptance, meaning you meet with the people face to face. So you got a lot of traveling to do. You got a lot of talking to do, introduction and a whole bunch of things, Baba. If you want people to back you front, side, and left and right, upside, downside, like Iyah Fayomi said.
Ben, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's the first order of business, is to get the people to know you. Get the people to know you. And then you sit down, you can find out from when you start to organize that, or when that starts to get organized, then you can find out, well, who is the who's of who is who.
Ben.
Who have thousands of people following them? Who have hundreds of people? Who heading this relay? Who doing that? Who doing this and this? And it's so many. It is so many. Oi.
Mm-hmm.
I ever said it's 8.2 million people.
8.2, yes.
You are the people that are going to help make this happen.
But that's right.
I told the Warefa, I said, this is a huge responsibility to put on my shoulders. And they say, we help me do it. I said, well, people, we help me do it. Money, we help me do it. Time, we help me do it. Good health, we help me do it. Time, we help me do it.
I
count on the people here, because believe me, I've spent more of my years in life in the United States than I've spent in Nigeria. Just even to talk of my hometown.
Understand.
I know the pain and the suffering of our ancestors here. Yesterday when we were having the meeting with Awise, we spent 3/4 of the time talking about what we need at home, what we need to do to uplift our religion at home more than what we discuss about what we need to do here. Because it would be much more easier for us to reach out to people and do things here than even our own country with our own government. Believe me. Yesterday we spent at least about 30 minutes talking about how are we going to get our religion recognized in the Nigerian Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
In the Nigerian Constitution, they're still budgeting for two religions, Christianity and Islam. And we are at least 30% of the population of Nigeria. And up till I'm speaking to you, we do not have a seat in the Constitution of our own nation. That tells So, and it hurts. I've been here 35 years.
And you see, this is what we over here look at too. We look at things like that. We look at, okay, you know, where is the voice of Ifa in Nigeria? So how can Ifa not have a voice in Nigeria and want to have a voice here?
Exactly.
You understand?
People said, my work as an Araba begins from home. I told everybody around me that will congratulate me. Some are asking the same question you've been asking me. And I put 5 points on the internet because this has been my goal, reason why I published my Cradle of Yoruba Culture. Because I remember when the Cubans and the Puerto Ricans would not let black skin person come into the room where they made them there. I remember when they would not let me go in the room where they're doing initiation. Back in the 70s and the 80s. I know what the year went through. I know the discrimination and the segregation that the people here went through up until maybe 20 years ago, still going on. And I always give thanks to the king of the Yotuji village, because what they went through, regardless of whatever criticism or whatever mistake that anybody might have made, because we're not Jesus Christ, we're not God Almighty, we're not the Lord Almighty, but just to spend their life, you know, dedicate their time just to demonstrate, to, you know, create something that we show an indication and an impression forever and become history. Today. So, please, I want you to team up with me. I need you, please. It's impossible without you. I can't do anything. That's what I told the people at home. But, you know, they put it on me. Because
okay, you know, Baba, so because we know this is such an immense responsibility for anybody, even if it wasn't you, so it was one of us who got nominated that title, it would still be an immense responsibility for a person to organize, you know. So one of the things that was suggested in our last show, because we had a show before this one, and that's when it came to our attention that this had happened. We didn't even know. And anyway, one thing that was suggested was that we organize bodies similar to those of that is the International Council of Ifa over here and in different places, in different states, because we cannot be governed by your laws here in America. We cannot be governed by Nigerian laws here in America. Like, for instance, I'd like to bring up, you know, like when you join the IFA Council, you get a certificate. The certificate says you have protection, you have this, you have that, you have that. But it doesn't mean squat to us other than a piece of paper. Because when push comes to shove, we can't tell the police if we find ourselves in a legal battle because of our way of life or practice, whatever. We can't tell the police, listen, police, Popo, I am a member of the International Council of Ifa.
in Nigeria, they're going to be like, and? Okay, book them, throw, you get behind bars and you get fined a ticket. You get paid, you have to pay money. So this don't mean nothing. But in terms of getting numbers, getting statistics on people who are in this way of life in the diaspora, I find that certificate to be very useful because it will collect numbers, name, information, and your status and all of this stuff. All of this stuff. So that is where it will become useful, and then you have to take it to another level after that. It has to go to another level because it cannot work for us over here. And furthermore, it can't be to the point where everybody got to pay how much, ever 100. I don't know how much the fee is because I'm not a member. But it cannot be that because people have here, you know how people here, people think everybody here don't have money. But they love Ifa. They love Orisha. But everybody here don't have money. So you have more allegiance, more than devotees. You have more devotees than you have do have practitioners. So you have all these people, but they need to be counted. They need to be included and be aware of everything that is going on too. Not because they're down there. Because they need to know that when they start to do something, if anything happens, they got somebody have their back. And like Ia said, she want to know that she can go to a hospital that belongs to one of us. She want to know that she can turn her grandkids to a school that is one of us. She want to know, you understand me? And I definitely want to know that when I dead, nobody going to bury me in no damn Christian church.
Sure.
Ben.
You understand me? So all of these things. You know, and I definitely would like the grand funeral that I so well think I deserve in an African way, in a way. Not, I don't want nobody saying Jesus Christ over me. So my children know that, but you know how many people struggle with issues like that? That's a separate issue. But people struggle with issues like that because their families, you know, in here in the diaspora, you might have one priest, one Olorisha, in a family that have Christian, also Muslim, Buddhist, or something else. So when they die now, if their family member is not done with them, what happened? So you, and then on the other hand, you don't have an Ile, or you don't have nothing connected to a worldwide family, or nothing that you could say, listen, so-and-so just died, and the rites of passage have to be performed, blah, 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 blah. You see what I mean? So we have a lot of issues.
I'm raising my hand. Allah Joye, I'm raising my hand.
Ashe.
I think at this point, Araba, mm-hmm. at this point. Okay, you talked about we, and you said that meant ancestors of Olodumare. Okay. I think at this point, and I guess you will divine on it, that you need some physical people to be pulled in to try to help you get this up off the ground, some people that you're willing to share all of the information with, and it's going to have your back, even if you have to read on them or whatever. So we can get organized. We have a lot of questions to you.
Oh, boy.
We also have a lot of suggestions for you.
Ashe.
You know. So I think this is a wonderful thing that we're having this blog talk.
Ashe.
But now it's time for you to Namati Far, whoever, whatever, you know, and get to the bottom of how you can build a we.
I also like to interject another thing, too, as well as is that we also have to keep in mind that we are creating a power base that will ultimately help the entire world if you get this place organized.
Amen.
If you get the United States organized, you will have a power base that no one has ever seen before. Okay? And that will help you. Now, here's another thing. One of the things that brought most of the women back online about IFA has also been not just training and all of that. That's the furthest from my mind at this moment, but how we are treated. Because the IFA Council shut down our a working progress, a work in progress program that may have helped women to air their differences, and it was shut down because they aired their differences. Whistleblowing, saying that, you know what, hold up, I don't like what you're doing. And people get upset when they say, we don't like what you're doing. It's just asking a question and telling us to, you know, trying to treat us with human dignity. Human dignity. Because at the end of the day, we, men and women, are all human. We got to have care, compassion, and love for each other. If we don't have that, what are we doing this for? It has to be, you know, we have to work intelligently here.
And that's one of the main ingredients.
That's it. We got to have that. If we don't have that, we don't have anything, and it's just up to the chaos. So it has to be that you have respect for us across the board. And that's it, because, see, at the end of the day, I am a Yoruba woman, and anybody that says I'm not can go to hell, okay? That's why I'm in this tradition. But I'm in it for the I respect myself, and I demand that others respect me.
I share.
And if we cannot be respected, then that's going to be a problem, too. So that's another at the top of the hit list that needs to be addressed, too.
Yes. I share. I share. Respect for women. Yes, and also whatever clout you may have in the IFA Council, Baba, you may want to address, well, why would they shut down the women from talking? Because over here in the diaspora, ain't nothing but women running things over here. They're doing what the men do, and what they do too, what women do. So this part of the thing. So let's take just a few minutes, a few seconds, and take a little break.
Okay.
So you and get ourselves together.
No, just hold on, Baba.
Okay, this is Ofefe back with Two Talks, and we're here discussing the future of IFA change within the ranks of IFA Orisha life. As we see it here in North America, we have here the appointed Araba of North America online with us, as well as the EAs who are voicing their opinions about what is going on here in North America, how can we assist the newly appointed Araba, and where do we go from here? So I'd like to thank all of our guests that are here right now for coming on and speaking and being so very open. And I don't want anyone to feel, well, those of you who have called in and have not been able to speak,
to feel that we are, you know, purposing that, but we want to give our guests a time to say what they have to say and all of that. Okay? So just bear with us. But if you have something to say, you can call in, raise your hand, and I will try to find time to let you in to say what you have to say. Okay? So, Yaba. Do you have anything else you would like? Okay, can you go?
Yes,
can you
go
ahead
and address the? I want to go back and address the International Council for IFA about okay, like I said earlier, where there's no woman on the board, that means there's no woman that's representing the women. You know, I understand what the other IFA said about culture, customs. Blah, 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 blah. But to me, as a person, as a woman, as a priest, when an organization has the same voice as the abuser or doing the same thing that an abuser do, because abuse is on various levels. It's not just hitting or cursing or whatever. It comes on various levels. Because I deal with it every day when I go out here and work as an executive. You know, we get it. You know, the ceiling, the glass ceiling doesn't rise so high for women. I'm seeing the same process. So how do the robber seize his objectives of making his leadership successful with this stigma?
Well, my answer to that is that I will assure you that will change.
I share.
And one of the things that I promise you is to start changing the perception of our elders at home, the perception of even the youth and the younger generation, which in fact their perception about women. I will start to, engage people in dialogues on looking at the position of our mothers, looking at the position of Marini in the history of the establishment of the lay faith. Looking at the position of Olokun, you know, we need more enlightenment. And I will call probably tomorrow or so, I'll call the president of the International Council and express, your feelings to him. I will mention it to the Awishen that these are the feelings of the women in our culture in the United States. This is my work. If you see anything that you need me to do, if you think of anything, or I have been thinking of anything that you think now that I'm the Arab that you want to bring up and realize changes in them in your lifetime, we'll be discussing.
For the listening audience, the voice that you are hearing is of the newly appointed Araba of North America, Adedayo Ologundudu. And you're hearing him, what he's saying, and you're hearing these words, and, you know, we're going to hold you to everything you're saying, oh, Baba.
Man.
We're going to hold you to it. Yes, we're going to hold
Absolutely.
You to it. So, you know, and witness for, you know, the whole of the diaspora, because, you know, on the internet, you're connected to everything. And when you're on the radio, you're up in the satellite in the air. So
yeah.
we're all going to hear, and then this program is being recorded. So, you know, others who weren't able to tune in, they can listen to it again at a later time, you know. So, yes. So that's very good. It's good to hear because, you know, if you don't have people to speak up and say something about the wrongs that have been done or are going on and try to change them, then we have a problem. We're not talking about the people who create confusion with the whistleblowing and stuff when they fully don't have the whole information. Those people, you know, they're going to get chastised by Olodumare and the Iwamole and everybody else that do that. We don't have to worry with them. But, Ashe, so here now, we have our Arava, and we're calling, and he's actually calling for support from within the diaspora. So how can people get in touch with you, or do you have someone to take calls for you? And, you know, how can people get in touch with you if, you know, they are willing to participate in something or to assist you with whatever?
Okay. Until I get someone that can take voice messages or calls for me, my my email address that people can use is the one arabadayoologududu@gmail.com.
That's it.
arabadayoologududu@gmail.com.
Okay. Yes.
And when we finish our website, the website for Araba, we have arabaifatemple.org.
arabaifatemple.org?
Yes.
Okay.
So from that website, you will be able to give me a lot of support. With that email address, you can, you know, connect with me every time, what you're thinking, what you want, what is going on, what you need me to do. And I will check them, like, every couple of days. The most, I will check my emails, and I will respond to them. And the website, we want to be able to post newsletters in the future that, you know, shows activities over the month. Everything comes together like I'm hoping to, that you'll be able to send me messages, you'll be able to, you know, to make a suggestion known to what we're trying to do, and it's us, it's not me. This is something
I am getting a message from Orisha to tell you right now. Yeye Oshun say, don't forget her.
Ashe.
Okay.
We cannot.
Because if you forget her, then everything going to fall to the ground.
Then.
Ashe.
Ashe.
I'm raising my hand, Alajoye.
Mm-hmm. Ashe, Alajoye. Go ahead.
Okay. And given that message from Oshun, and the Araba has spoken a little bit about the EME, and we're talking about women and our roles and helping you try to get to where we need you to be and where we need to be. I have a question about women in Ifa. Now,
go ahead and shoot.
We know that so far the Babalawo has been the ones initiating into Ifa. When I got completed in Ifa, I was told by Ifa that I could initiate people into Ifa. And I want to know, what is your take on that?
Okay. Well, the question is a critical question. And
yes,
the question has been going around for many years. And there haven't been, from the Udus of Ifa or from explanation from any of the Babalawos that I've had,
there haven't been a straightforward answer to of the role of a woman in Ifa as regards initiations.
Okay, Baba, I'd like to interject something here. When we talk about initiation, sometimes, or most times for us here in the diaspora, does not include training. For many people, you get initiated to Ifa, and then you have no training because of different things, whether it's distance, time, whatever. But if a lot of people here are already initiated elegant, so if a man could initiate a woman elegant, why a woman can't initiate a man elegant and initiate other women elegant? Because the issue concerns mostly Orisha Odu, which nobody's trying to break any taboos when it comes to Orisha Odu, but at the same time, what is the big difference now? Like Ayaba said, you pay your same money. If we're not going to get the same initiations as the men get, the same rights and the same responsibility as the men get when they go elegant, hardly any of the men have Orisha Odu when you look at the numbers of Babalawos around the world. Hardly any. So if we're not going to get the same thing, we don't have to pay the same money either.
Exactly. So I'm asking this question because, like I said, in my completion of Ifa, Ifa said that I should initiate people into Ifa.
Are they? Yeah, I'm going to raise my hand on this one. I got to raise my hand.
Okay, raise your hand.
Okay. When we start talking about initiations, are we talking, because there's a critical point here, are we talking as women as a binary system that has male and female, okay? Because we do initiations down here at Ile Wonson. So, but I have always had one, Baba Olodu, and I made sure all my godsons, when they were initiated, part of that initiation process is also that they become Baba Olodus. And that the Yanifas also come out of the grove with Ajay. Orisha Ajay. Okay, that's what we have, okay? With that, we're not trying to break a binary system, okay? In Ejiogbe, Ejiogbe teaches us that Arumila taught his two twin children. One was female, one was male. And in teaching those two children, what he taught them was everything. What we have here is a theological issue that we got to address and keep to the forefront, because we may be the ones that have to teach others
the males
if we don't stand on our own knowledge base, if you don't know that Ejiogbe teaches us that, okay, how are you going to stand on anything you don't know? So
it's critical in Ifa times back in the day, Oshun was the mentor of a lot of Babalawos.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Ea. So I'm just simply saying.
This is why I'm putting this out here. I want to know what the Yoruba's take on it.
But I'm just throwing out the Odu because we need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that don't know that, that's listening to us, need to know that there's an Odu that's already there that supports this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's another one, Odu Iwori Meji.
Mm-hmm. But Ejiogbe is the one that says that. You have to have critical analysis here.
I said.
Okay.
So,
And we also have to stand on our own on the theology that we come from. We got to know our stuff. I know my stuff.
Okay. My hand
you
raised.
All know your stuff.
And my hand when raised. I was told that, when I was told that,
Ayaba
I said,
has her
no.
hand raised. Ayaba,
okay, I want to piggyback on Alajoye. I want to piggyback on Alajoye's statement. Because looking at history, okay, black and white history, it was the African women through slavery that initiated people in the New World, okay?
Absolutely.
There's no Odu that says women cannot initiate. When Arumula says we have to initiate ourselves every day. But we have more women in the diaspora in the United States. There's seven women,
leading.
10 women to one
leading.
Man. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to let go of their ego, their male ego, and see that the woman can initiate in the Awo Eregan because even the Africans in Nigeria, I have information that says even some of the people come to America that didn't have Ifa at all initiated people in America, Awo Eregan ceremony, and they were still considered as Ifa priests.
Those were Ikaro priests, okay, and they were not. But, well, you know, that's we going back to the issues of the hour.
I'm talking about us women now.
Right.
But women
are
the ones that hold the religion to the front. It's women that is how we know it today that the religion exists. If it wasn't for the women initiating and keeping it alive, right here today we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That's not an argument. That's not an argument. What I'm simply saying is that we have points of theology, and in that point of theology, we have an Odu that already says very clearly that if Arumula taught his sons and his firstborn child was a daughter, and he taught that daughter everything that he knew, is that not a foregone conclusion? See, we got to get past.
A woman can initiate? Yes.
It said he taught him everything. That's what I'm saying. So what's, if we're not, are we asking men for permission to do what we already know to do?
No, I just want his opinion.
She doesn't want to know what they're allowed to think about it.
She
wanted
to know
what
they're allowed to think about it.
Okay, so Araba.
Hello?
Araba.
I've been listening.
I was listening to everything.
Right.
I was listening to everything.
The mothers have spoken, so let's, you know you're about to say that, you know, the big boys are saying this and the big boys are saying that and this and this and that and that. But you know they're coming at you with Odu. So they ain't coming at you with what the big boys say. They're coming at you with the Odu of Ifa.
Yeah, but I do not know of that Odu that was mentioned. So this is why I said that I need also us to communicate on written is the oral tradition is wonderful, but the written also it will get us more, you know, get us much more closer to, you know, the actuality. But my what I have to say is what I know and what I've seen. You know, I mean, the things that I've experienced over the years and
mm-hmm.
what I... Now, we don't pray for our religion to be stagnant. There's no religion that is stagnant.
I see.
There was Christianity There's the Old Testament. There's the New Testament. As we speak, there are new religion that is being established, not necessarily only the ancient religion that is still in existence. But we have to know where we are coming from and know where we are so that we can figure out where we need to be and where we are going. As far as initiations and the practices, it is more so that in this day and age, everybody wants to be priest.
Yep.
We don't have worshippers. We only have a lot of, you know, followers and practitioners that want to be priest. We mostly have lost the essence of the religion and the culture and this is part of the problem and the issue at home. In at home, it's not all those crowd of people that we see maybe in ceremonies or festivals, maybe for Shun Festival or Ifa Festival or Obatala Festival, that are priests. 90% of the people that you see, 95% of the people that you see are just worshippers and practitioners. It's different here. It's different here. So that is why we're running into these issues that it's not even about faith anymore with us. So we got a lot of layers and layers of issues and things that we need to discuss in terms of what is the purpose of our religion, why are we worshiping it, is it to get the job, is it to get the man, is it only to get the boyfriend, is it only to, you know, to get the riches? What is part of our focus? So there's layers of work things that we need to do before we even address who has the right to do what, who has the power to do what, who has the authority to do what, and on and on. Because of this religion, I went to school. I did my master's in urban environmental systems management. And I did it because the spirit, the Irumale, had drawn me to nature. That one of my major reason to be a Yoruba, to be a practitioner of Yoruba, is to tie me with the environment, with the preservation of the earth, the rivers, the oceans, for generations and generations to come. More so than the authority, the power, the initiation, the right, or who am I? So we lost a lot of those focus. And at home, there's still more, you know, like a little bit of more of the essence of it, but it's not well organized and not well, you know, it was well organized and structured, but it got destroyed. It got destroyed through the intervention of all the other foreign religions and foreign culture and, you know, the European, the missionaries and all this other stuff. So those values and those focus got destroyed. And it was, you know, eroding gradually. But as far as position of women in the history of the evolution of Yoruba people, we spoke of Mariemi, we spoke of Efu Setan. In my book, I used two main references of the Cuban, the female Cuban heroes that defended their religion, you know, and created, you know, a force that was able to gain victory over the white slave masters, Colata and Famina. Colata and Famina at the Transvirato sugar mill factory, they mobilized a force to revolt against their white masters because they prevented them from worshipping And even though they were captured and this and that, but that history is always there. It's in my book, The Cradle, because women have played that much role. The Calabar women were the ones that advocated for the independence of Nigeria in the 40s when they demonstrated and created a revolt at the Asaba market. And they shut down the market and shut down every production. And a week later, they stopped collecting money from them. And a couple of years later, we fought for independence. And we got independence from Nigeria in 1960. So it goes on and on. So the issue of the recognition of women, our mothers, you know, is so deep, even into the Odu of Ifa, that female energy. But in terms of, who has the authority to do this, who has the right to do this, especially when it comes into initiation, it's more of an issue in the United States than in Nigeria. And then you have to remember the Cubans, the Lukumi that you got the practice from, the people here, you got your practice from Lukumi. Not until after maybe 1980, more and more people, both African Americans and Latinos and Brazilians, started going to Nigeria and making contact with Nigeria, receiving Orishas from Nigeria, receiving Ifa from Nigeria, including the Oba Osagyemi, even though he went to Cuba with Chris Oliana in the beginning to receive Oba Tala. But people have been going to Nigeria. And how we expect the people to emulate the practice in Nigeria as well? Because the practice in Cuba completely forbid women from even having 16 count of the king of Ifa.
Okay.
They were only given two ikins to women if they got Meiji. And if they don't have Meiji, they give one. And there are towns in Nigeria that's what they do.
But also, Baba, in Nigeria, in certain regions of Nigeria, for clarity, they do the same thing. Certain regions, they do have where they give the women only one ikin or two ikins if they have Meiji.
Up until now.
There have been changes across the board. And I think, again, that's a bell that's been rung. When it comes down to it, there are now in Cuba women who are being made to Ifa.
Clearly
that's not the issue. The issue is and has been about our theology expanding itself and expanding its mind. You know, we're all looking at that and what that should be and how to do that. And that should be a core element of how we work here together, okay, across the board. That has to be part of every family's intention as we start to move forward to help the Arba, is that this core element of making whole our women in this tradition should be at the forefront, because every woman born gives birth to a Rumula. And with that understanding, then it also must be said that we also have that ability to make or break this tradition. So if we're not in the process of trying to take it and break it, then let's lift it up and do the right thing and just take that as part of the core thing that we're going to address. It's a foregone conclusion, Baba, because we're going to address this as we move along. It's not going to go away. This is a reality, and this is something we're going to have to do.
Then.
Okay. And I think once people in America, in the diaspora, start seeing a woman representative sitting on the International Council, Ifa Council, then they can say, okay, change. All right, I can accept this.
That's welcome, and then if that be the case, okay, then I would also codicil that to say that it should be an American-born woman and an African-American woman at that.
Okay.
So I can take that even a step further.
Okay.
Okay. So we have to take those things, you know, because the bottom line is that the bloodline has to be refreshed.
Okay.
And we got to, you know, we got to interject some new thought here. New thought is not being interjected, and it really needs to be. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think that I can say I welcome the Arba, you know, and what his agenda is going to be, and that he will have help and helping hands. But he also knows that these helping hands are hot, and we ain't playing with nobody. Okay?
Okay.
We're real clear about that. We ain't playing with nobody. Okay? So this is where we're coming from.
Hallelujah. I'm raising my hand. Baba, I was not saying that the women are trying to take over the Babalawa's place. By no means.
Okay.
But, like I said, this came out in my Ita from Ifa. And when I heard it, I said, you know what? I just want to learn Ifa. I'm not trying to do that part of it. But if I am called,
then you've called.
I'd like
That's
to know. I've already been called, you know, with the proper training and the proper people, and of course a male or two or three to be in that ceremony. If you find that it's time, that's what we do. I live in Reedy Far. I might be quiet, don't see me a whole lot, but, you know, I live in Reedy Far. And I just wanted to bring that out to you.
I
so that you know that it is something that is very important.
It's
something that,
that
you
is,
know, and I'm 65 years old. I'm not a young woman, so, you know.
I don't mean to cut you off, but we have like 13 minutes left in the show, and I will. Your issue that you raised is a complete show by itself. So if you don't mind, I would surely like to contact you and have you come on the show. We can talk about that and other guests, because that in itself is something to talk about. Yes, it is. Yes,
and it should
is.
Be.
So,
and it should be.
Yes. So now the Baba, Araba, I would please like to again to give us the website where we can go.
Okay. All right. The website is arabaifatemple.org.
Arabaifatemple.org.
IFA Temple, TEMPLE .org.
Ashe. Okay, got it. So I just posted in the chat on Facebook. So for those of you who are listening and would like to, you know, inbox the Araba or visit the website, you have the email for the Araba and also the website where you can go and see, you know, how they're building and all of this stuff. We would like to thank the Araba for coming on and giving us this time. I mean, it was a very interesting 2 hours, and I know people had a lot to say and still have a lot to say. So we're going to have a part three of this change within the ranks of Ifa. We're going to have part three, change within the ranks of Ifa, Orisha Life. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk out and more people are going to be able to express themselves as this news and things that are happening spread out all over the diaspora. And, of course, it's already in Nigeria, because we know we have whistleblowers that go over to Nigeria and call over there and say everything, but they give the wrong information all the time. But anyway.
Yeah, and
so
they
try
to knock us all down for what we say.
Ashe. So, you know, we ask Olodumare, Ifa, Bobo Iwamole, our ancestors, to please protect us from the very ignorant people, because that's what I call that is ignorance. Because when people try to build up something, okay, you know, when Oromila came, what did he have? What did he have? When Ejiogbe came to the world, what did Ejiogbe have?
He had tools, right? So now the Arama needs to get his tools together and use. You know that, you know? So we don't want ourselves to
he
be sort to fall short. We don't want Ifa to fall short, no way.
He needs an administrative assistant right about now. So that, you know, he needs to have somebody hired as an administrative assistant.
Then
for real.
We need an MBA person.
Oh, I'm a good secretary, trust me.
I'm open.
You know, I have to give you some cautions, you know, because, you know, Oshun just keep talking in my head. But remember, do not forget Oshun. That means now, okay, yeah, we're going to divide with Oramila, but don't forget with Oshun.
Ben, I will never forget.
Ache.
I'm very grateful for the opportunity. And thank you so much. And may Olodumare continue to guide us. And
Ashe.
Protect us from our enemies and our obstacles. We have more serious enemies than us not to be able to come together. We need to come together and strengthen our religion and preserve our culture. So,
we're more than numbers. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. We're more than numbers. So, also, Iya Fayumi, would you like to say something before we end in terms of yourself, how people can get in contact with you, how the Arama can get in contact with you, and things like that?
Okay. As I usually put, my phone number is on Facebook, even though I'm on hiatus. Erica 623-849-7179.
Okay.
And you can always reach me.
All right.
And I answer my emails. You can go with Elewanson or Rumilamimo Temple @gmail.com.
Ashe. So can you repeat the number one more time for us? Yeah?
623-849-7179. That's the temple
number.
Ashe.
And
yeah,
welcome
call. Email again? Elewanson. Arumilamimo Temple. And our webpage is the same, only.com.
Okay.
And
we have
a presence on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So your website
yes, we
is
do.
Only.com.
It's .com.
Only.com.
Arumilamimo Temple.com.
I got it.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I'll send you an email real quick and send it to you, okay?
All right.
Ashe. And Ayaba, can you introduce for us you know, how people can contact you, how the Araba can contact you?
Yes, Araba, you know me. I'm Femi's friend in Gainesville. My number is 352-214-9884.
Okay, 352-214-9884.
Correct. Or you can always contact Femi, and he has my number.
Okay.
So we also have you know, for the listening audience, we have our groups on Facebook as well as our personal pages. We have the Movement of Odu. Iya Ayaba runs. We have Spiritual Alchemy, also run by Iya Ayaba, you know, and we have many people in these groups. We have my group, which is Ifa Orisha Egun Talks, and our show is also by the same name, and then it's on the True Talks with Ofefe. That's me. So, you know, you can contact us this way, you know. We have a whole bunch. There are many, many groups too, Baba, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That are into Ifa and speaking about the different issues in Ifa.
So that's a
way, you know, to collaborate with these groups and get the, you know, all the information and everything from these groups. Because my group alone have over 2,000 people in there.
Wow.
So there are
wow.
other groups that yes, there are other groups that have mm-hmm. like, you know, many, many, many people. You know, 4,000
wow.
plus like one of the groups have, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You gotta reach out
you know?
To all of those people.
Yes.
Ashe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So well, with that, you know, I would really like to thank, you know, thank the Baba, you know, honored guest, or surprise guest, actually, Araba Adedayo Ologundudu. Ashe. Ashe.
Ashe.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ashe. You know me do. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
Okay, very good. Yes, very good, very good. Very good, right. Very good. I'm very happy you came.
Oh, Odabo. Ashe.
Ashe.
I will be expecting the email. Odabo.
Okay, I'll shoot one to you.
All right.
Ashe.
Okay.
Ashe, give thanks. Okay.
Forget no way they crucified Jesus Christ. I'll never forget no way they sold Marcus Garvey for right. Ooh. I'll never forget no way they turned their back on Paul Bogle. Hey, so don't you forget who you are and where you stand in the struggle. They got the fight, flesh and blood, but brutal wickedness in high and low places. So while they fight, we down, stand firm and give God thanks and praises. Cause I and I do expect to be justified by the laws of men.
703, do you wish to speak? Bill, we are still online.
I'm guilty, but bruised, you just prove my innocence. When the rain falls, all now, between four and one man's house, stop, remember that. When the rain falls, it won't fall on one man's house, stop, they singing. So oh, very bad, right, so very bad, oh, so very bad, they got so much things to say right now, yeah, they got so much things.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Bye.
Preacher man, oh tell me, heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what Christ is really worth. It's the all that Peter told after the story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your rights. Come on,
get up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah,
yeah.
You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time.